Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This is the Stinking Truth.
You got a good Cowboy reaction? Everyone's always curious about the Cowboys. I don't know why, but apparently they moved the needle. But okay.
Yeah. Well,
let's look at what the Cowboys did.
Yeah. Well, first off, they get Tyler Booker. Tyler Booker, the guard from Alabama. Now, the funny thing about after the pick, Jerry Jones comes out and says, maybe we'll establish our own tush push. So you drafted a kid because of his ability to maybe line up a guard and establish a tush push with the quarterback who's been injured in a play that will probably get disallowed by the NFL. Hey, wise thinking. Although he is a road grader, the kid is big and he's physical, and I love, tip of the spear, like Jim Harbaugh said, I love it when you draft offensive linemen. But here's the crazy thing. All right, think about this, Mike. The Dallas Cowboys are cornering the market on fat guys named Tyler. Okay. In 2022, they drafted in the first round Tyler Smith. Last year, guard, all-pro guard, I think it was 2022, all-pro guard that they drafted in 2022, Tyler Smith. In 2024, they drafted left tackle Tyler Guyton in the first round. This year, 2025, they draft Tyler Booker first round. So if you're fat and you play O-line and your name is Tyler, welcome to the Cowboys in 2026. You're going number one, baby. You are going number one.
As much as grief as you love giving the Cowboys, and I know you enjoy it, they have been pretty good when it comes to identifying offensive linemen, no?
They've drafted, just the draft alone, they've drafted more Pro Bowl players in the last however many years than any organization in football. The draft is not their problem.
It's free agency.
It's free agency, and it's an owner that, you know, I mean, they have been really good in the draft. It's just everything else just seems to fall apart. But draft is not a problem for them.
All right, last thing, and because you got a lot of NFL fans out there watching right now who root for their respective teams, and they're hearing a lot of feedback about what their teams did or did not do well in the draft, right down to the dreaded grades. Oh, they got a B+. Oh, they got a C-. You know, we here in Denver heard from a lot of Bronco fans who felt just kind of like the draft was meh, you know, and they're basing it on, you know, what the experts, the so-called experts out there are saying. What would be your message to NFL fans whose teams are not getting good reviews for their draft?
Grading the draft a day or 2 days or a week after the draft is one of the most insanely stupid exercises that we go through. You have no idea what kind of player your team drafted. They drafted a college player that may or may not be a really good college player, but when they get to the next level, the NFL, you don't know how they're going to react to this game. This game is different. Some guys excel, some guys don't. Some guys are drafted into systems that fit their personality, that fit their skill set. Some guys aren't. And so, like, I always say, you know, if you draft a kid that has got a skill set of A, B, and C, and you put him in a system that requires him to be X, Y, and Z, mm-hmm. and he fails, is it his fault or is it your fault? Mm-hmm. Like that's the part of the draft process that people don't really understand, is that fit is probably just as important as the skill level of the player. If you're asking a guy to do a bunch of things he can't do, I always say you're the dumbass that put him in that position.
Right.
And so this is a process. We probably won't truly know the effect of this draft for several years. But also I keep going back to the Denver Broncos because of my, you know, relationship with Sean Payton, when everybody said, hey, Bo Nix is the sixth best quarterback in this draft class, probably should be a second rounder. But he saw value. He saw like brilliance. He saw a kid that doesn't take sacks. He saw an athlete. Like I heard all these. He's not that athletic. You watch him play, he's mm-hmm. freaking unbelievably athletic. Oh, he doesn't have great arm talent. You watch him play, oh my God, he can really rip it. Like all these draft evaluators, they're not all right. And so there's a lot of things that we are going to it's going to be remain to be seen. And I will tell you, Mike, I have had over the course of my career playing, I've had first rounders that came out on the field and like in the very first day of minicamp. And I'm like, oh my God, we spent a first round draft on that kid. That kid couldn't play dead in a Western. He's awful. And then I've also seen guys that are sixth or seventh rounders go like, how did that guy slip to the sixth or seventh round?
Right.
And then I've seen first rounders come in. You're like, oh shoot, we got us one. Mm-hmm. That kid can play. So you just never know how a kid's going to react until he's in that environment. And ultimately it'll take you 2 or 3 years for you to truly grade this year's draft.
All right. Well, we'll still have a lot more to sift through with this draft as we move along. But, you know, we won't have very long until the schedule gets announced. But, a lot of good draft leftovers to get into this week. Should be fun.
Yeah. By the way, Clay Matthews on his draft in Green Bay with a letter from the president. Mm-hmm. That was epic, by the way. That was where he read and he said, this is a letter for the press. And then he opened it up and goes, you know what? Chicago Bears, you still suck. That might have been my favorite part of the.
That there's still good, you know, sports hate out there. You know, we don't want that to ever go away.
No, you know that I still have so much hate for the Oakland Raiders, Oakland, the Vegas Raiders now, right. But the Raiders and the Cowboys still. Yeah, like, good old fashioned just hatred. Yeah, it's just awesome.
Jab it so in there whenever you
can. Yeah, the Clay Matthews, man. I love it. So, anyhow. Oh, by the way, I got a new bracelet my granddaughter made me when she came and visited.
I saw that earlier today. I was going to ask you about that. What is it?
My grandkids call me Popo.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can read that, but it says Popo there. Yeah. And then she did it backwards. But here it says, she goes, and it says hashtag man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.